True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pumps down to one last play, and it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line, and the ball is caught! Caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh, my goodness! Town is going crazy!
Such a great call by Jim Nantz. Good to relive that CBS telecast of the Hail Mary. Commanders over the Bears last season at FedEx. Probably the high point in the regular season for Jaden Daniels and the boys. Of course, they would top that in the playoffs with wins in Tampa and Detroit and a trip to the NFC Championship game. There was a story in the Post that dropped today. It'll be in the paper tomorrow, I'd imagine. Saw it online from Sam Fortier that I wanted to turn our attention to here. I thought this was really well done. It chronicles what you and I have talked a lot about with data. So the Commanders, as Fortier writes, appear to be a team on the rise. Talks about their sharp front office, strong coaching staff, star young quarterback. He says, but don't be surprised if they struggle to match their 12 regular season wins from last season. As Washington heads into summer vacation, they just wrapped up minicamp. Bookmakers have them pegged around 9.5 wins. He says that reflects the improved yet incomplete roster and a tougher competition of a second-place schedule. But he says the biggest reason for a dose of pessimism might be luck. The Commanders' breakout season last year included a lot of good fortune. And you and I have talked about this ad nauseum. This goes deeper, as he mentioned, than the Hail Mary you just heard. It goes deeper than a 9-4 record in one-score games, which, by the way, does not normally carry over year to year. Like, being great in one-score games this season doesn't mean you'll be good in them next season. There's almost no correlation. I would say, Danny, and I don't know if you agree with this or not, I think having a weapon and an athletic dual threat like Jaden Daniels makes it more likely that you'll win a lot of those one-score games, see Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Because in playmaker time, it gets a lot harder to defend a guy who can beat you with his arm and his legs.
Sure, you're built to win close games. You're built to win a lot of kind of games, but sometimes you don't have the ball last. You know what I mean? Sometimes the clock doesn't work your way or change of possession, or you lose a fumble that has nothing to do with a quarterback that's a playmaker. That point, I think, is really good. Like, you were 9-4 last year in one-score games. If you're 7-6, you're still successful in them, but it's a totally different season, different record.
As a point of order, 9-4 in one-score games was sixth best in the National Football League last year. Sam goes on to write, it goes deeper than injuries. Washington finished as the league's fifth healthiest team by the metric adjusted games loss. We've also talked a lot about this. They were a top five team in terms of health. And the types of players that stayed healthy for them, Bobby Wagner at his age, Zach Ertz, who always gets hurt and is old. That was what was so surprising to me. Is it likely that that happens again? I'm not so sure. They did lose Austin Ekeler to a concussion. You know, he missed a little while, so it's not like he was fully healthy. But for the most part, from a legs and ankles and feet standpoint, like all the stuff that's ailed him over the last couple of years, even he was healthier, older as a running back in terms of the lower body than he had been. But Danny, adjusted games lost, best metric for figuring out what teams were the healthiest. Washington was a top five health team last year.
Yep.
That almost never carries over. You know, that's a great thing when it happens, but it is rare. And you would not go into the season expecting it to be replicable.
Right. And oftentimes the most successful teams are the healthiest. And that's good fortune. I mean, yeah, I mean, you could put in all the deposits, the off-season conditioning, weight room stuff, making sure you're spending the extra time stretching, rehabbing, doing all the painstaking, unfun training things to help injury prevention. But sometimes, and not to be gruesome or graphic, your leg bends the wrong way. It had nothing to do with the work you put in. It's just, you know, a 330-pounder and another 400-pounder and a 200-pounder going in all a bunch of different directions, and bad luck happens. So you were very fortunate in that regard. So yeah, a lot of times the healthiest teams at the end, if you got quality players, especially in terms of important ones, you end up on championship Sundays.
So far I would say I like the piece. It's everything we've already been talking about. Nothing overly groundbreaking, right?
Right.
Here is some of the data, though, that I didn't have, that I haven't referenced, that I thought was really well done.
We've been trying to quantify it, and here it is.
So this is via the Washington Post. You can look this up if you want more detail when we're done talking about it. But I'll just read from Fortier's story here. He says, the good luck is perhaps best captured by a luck dashboard created by NFL data scientist Tom Bliss, published on the league's website. Bliss identified four key scenarios where teams benefit from actions in a game that are almost entirely derived from opponent performance or lucky bounces, and measured their impact with win probability. That's a little bit wordy, so bottom line is, this guy who's a data scientist tried to figure out how to quantify luck, and he came up with four categories where the team benefiting has almost nothing to do with what happened. You didn't cause the good thing for you, the bad thing right. for your opponent. Something they did or something nobody did caused it, essentially.
Yeah, so my best buddies and I, we'd watch games together back in the day, and like the other team, a guy would run the wrong route, and the quarterback would throw it to the spot he was supposed to go to, and our guys would clap like seals and run off the field, and he would say, nothing we did well. Like, yes. In other words, they messed up, and you were the beneficiary. That's what that is.
You'll take it.
Yes.
But it's not you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Bliss luck dashboard. Number one, an opponent drops a pass on offense. I feel like tons of drop passes against Washington last year. Until now, I haven't had the numbers. We'll get into that. Number two, an opponent drops an interception on defense. So this is the big difference between picks and turnover-worthy throws.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is the data we've always had, which is interceptions, which is a flawed metric. Sometimes the receiver runs the wrong route. Sometimes somebody slips and falls. Sometimes it's the end of the half and you're throwing into the end zone on a Hail Mary and it's picked off. All interceptions are not created equal. Some interceptions are actually maybe good interceptions, or probably no good interceptions.
The old arm punt on third and 25.
Tolerable interceptions, reasonable interceptions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the terrible pass that you can't make where you didn't see the linebacker. That's egregious and awful and a rookie mistake. But the other way to look at it is dropped interceptions on defense. That should have been a pick and it wasn't. Daniels obviously protected the football all year at a low interception rate, generally didn't put it in harm's way, but did he benefit from luck on balls not getting picked that should have been? So that's number two in this metric table. Number three, an opponent misses a kick. You don't do anything. You don't block the kick. You do the everything normal, right? Snap, hold, kick. You collide at the line of scrimmage. You're rushing off the edge. The kicker boots the ball and it's either in or out. And then finally, either team recovers a fumble. That is considered something of chance. So I put the ball on the ground. If it bounces right to me, I didn't do anything as much as the bounce of the football worked in my favor. If it bounces right to Danny, you get possession, but you didn't do something better than I did to recover the ball, per se. You just happened to be closer to it, which is luck. By that metric, again, those four bullet points, he designs this, what he calls his luck dashboard. Washington was the luckiest team in the NFL last year, and it goes further than that. Washington in 2024 was the luckiest team since at least the 2022 season. So it's multiple years of football. In fact, 2+ years of football since they began tracking this data and information. And it's not even close, as Tom Bliss points out. Most impactful plays: dropped interception, Browns against the Ravens. Dropped pass, Saints 2-point conversion against Washington. If you remember, they would have beaten the Commanders.
Yep.
If I think it was
Juwan Johnson's
yeah. his name. Yeah, tight end for the Saints. He drops the pass that would have won the game. A field goal. Atlanta made a 58-yard field goal against the Saints in the fourth quarter, and then a fumble recovery for the Bengals against the Ravens in overtime. But when you look at this table of the team that was the most lucky to the team that was the least lucky last year in the NFL, the Commanders, and I don't know how it works for a percentage, but were plus 185.5%. Nobody else was even plus 127%. Far and away, not close, the luckiest team in the NFL in overall like margin of luck. Unlucky team like the Packers was 155% to the negative. Seattle, minus 145. Atlanta, minus 137. The Commanders, plus 185% when you look at the things they don't control that went their way.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, by far and away, drop passes by an opponent, Washington benefited from those by double digits over anybody else. The only other team in their ballpark was Dallas, and Washington still benefited. Again, I don't know how to quantify the numbers exactly in terms of the percentages, but most teams were either neutral or negative on that. Washington was by far and away the greatest beneficiary in the league of drop passes by opponents. I mean, think about how much worse this all could have been, right? I mean, anecdotally, I'm sitting there going, they can't cover anybody. And I'm right, even though the pass numbers don't look as bad as they probably could have. Think of the Malik Nabers drop, which Sam references in this piece.
The Malik Nabers one, before you move on, because people may have forgotten, week two, at home, they're driving, Nabers on the sideline. If he makes the catch, the Giants beat Washington almost certainly.
Yeah.
In week two.
And they hadn't stopped him, hadn't covered him the whole game.
Right.
10 catches for a million yards. This could have been catch 11. He just doesn't catch it.
And they went 1-1. They get the win that day. They could have been 0-2.
0-2.
Not mentioned in this piece, because I don't know that it's relevant necessarily, but you want to talk about luck. Remember the Giants, Graham Gano, the kicker, got hurt before the game.
Yep.
So they did not have a kicker that day. And multiple times had to go for fourth downs they normally wouldn't have. Had to have kicks attempted by non-place kickers. Or else they probably win that game outright anyway. That's another sign of some of the luck. He points out the Juwan Johnson drop for the Saints. Points out another play. I think it was Kyle Pitts dropped the ball when they played the Atlanta Falcons. Remember the fourth down fake by the Pittsburgh Steelers. They ran a fake punt against Washington. A wide open.
Oh, the guy was so open.
I think it was the personal protector fullback. And he was out in space in the flat, and they threw it to him. And he just dropped a wide open fake punt. The Falcons missed a 56-yard game-winning field goal attempt. Now, 56 is I'm not going to say it's lucky, I suppose, but it's not like it was 43 or 29 or something. Mm-hmm. 56 is a long field goal. Younghoe Koo made one to beat the Saints earlier in the year, and he missed that one. And he hit a 58-yarder to win, and he had missed a lot of kicks. He had a terrible season last year. But, you know, you go back through and just some of these memories he brings up. Everyone thinks about the Hail Mary. In most of their games, there are one or two plays that were abnormally fortuitous, probably. Now, this is not to say that they weren't good. They didn't deserve it.
Because that's what people hear. When you hear positive luck, there's immediately a defense mechanism going, well, they're great. Jalen Jones is great.
I'm sure we're haters.
Let's spin both plates, please.
You know, we're trying to say that they weren't good. Grown-ups are talking. I mean, relax, please. Awesome season. Way improved. Good football team. Well-coached. Spectacular quarterback play. They deserved everything they got. But they did benefit from luck.
Yeah.
Can that carry over? We normally just zero it down to the fourth down percentage, which doesn't really come up much in this piece. But they were historically great on fourth down. There's nothing suggesting that that will or even can happen again for a second straight year. When you're that far over your head, you know, the normal number in the league on fourth down, let's say, is a little over 50%. And you're operating over 80% on fourth down. You're probably not doing that.
Yeah, even if you're regular great, 75%. You're like a normal, excellent, unbelievable percentage, which I think they will be, by the way, because they got Jaden Daniels. When you have Jaden Daniels, or you got Lamar Jackson, or you got Josh Allen, you got a great chance to be pretty good on fourth down. No problem there. Let's be regular great on fourth down. 90-whatever percent is what it was. They missed two, what were they, 23 for 25 last year, or better than that counting the playoffs? So, yeah, I mean, those things regress. And obviously, those are some of the things that we've pointed out kind of throughout. And the mistake people make, I want to go back to it, is this somehow discredits them. And Sam does a great job of then, in the piece, going and talking to some of the players and asking them about it.
Yeah, I'll read some of these quotes here. We made a lot of lucky S happen last year, offensive lineman Andrew Wiley said. I'm not going to just discredit that, but a lot of winning time moments went our way because we practiced them every day. The winning time moments is a phrase that Dan Quinn uses, and they go through these situations and they focus on situational football, and they really do believe they won those games because they had rehearsed them. They're not the only team doing that, though. That's my only pushback. Every team is rehearsing them. Now, maybe they rehearse them more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that would be the case, but if that's the case, okay, maybe they have a leg up. But, yeah, there's certainly something to preparation, that practice helping in the clutch. Nick Allegretti said, I feel like there's absolutely a component of luck, but I also think that the most well-prepared teams are the luckiest. Probably true. It's Oprah Winfrey quote. Luck is being prepared. Tyler Biadasz was asked, do you believe in luck? He said, I believe in five. Talking about Jaden Daniels. Five with the ball is important. That increases our luck factor by a lot. I don't know what the backing of that with data is, but I think, just putting myself into their shoes to try to guess, when you got a great player, he's going to make great plays a lot of the time. Call it what you want, but your fourth down percentage might be a little higher than everybody else.
Yeah, same way a Chiefs player, if asked about luck, would say, you guys have met Pat Mahomes, right? We end up, it somehow seems we win these games when he's around.
They have a lot of luck, too.
Right. And so my response would be, I bet you Green Bay was pretty prepared in drilling those situations when they went from the luckiest team in the league a couple years ago to the least lucky the year after for these metrics that you can't control. Players and people will bristle at this. The things that this thing is measuring, this data from Bliss, your opponent dropping a pass, you had nothing to do with that.
Yep.
And that's okay. That's okay. You had nothing to do with Malik Nabers dropping the pass. He was open. I'd love for him to be more covered. Now, Noah Igbinoghen, he actually was covering Juwan Johnson on that play. Didn't make it easy for him. He still should have caught the ball. He's an NFL player. And they should have lost that game. But that's fine, too. It doesn't take away the drive against Tampa Bay where Jaden Daniels is in the grasp of a defender and still dives for it for a first down before the game-winning doink. It doesn't take away the Atlanta drive in overtime when you shove it on them, and we all know it's going to be a touchdown than it was.
The doink was some luck, too, by the way.
Yes, it was. It doesn't change how good you were against Detroit. It doesn't change some of the most amazing moments that you had. It's simply also acknowledging you benefited from this, and you probably weren't an on-paper 12-win team. It doesn't mean they changed the record. No one's going to go back and go, well, they won 12 games, but it really probably should have been 9.5. So now they're 9.5 and 8.5. No, they're not. That is a 12-win team forever. First time since 1991. Nobody changes that. No one takes anything away. It's also acknowledging that some of these things aren't repeatable. So when they don't start repeating next year, don't all of a sudden wonder what the hell's going on.
Well, there's a two-part to this for me, right? They're talking a lot. It seemed like linemen that he was talking to mostly, and maybe that's why. But you hear the comments, like, were we lucky? Yes. Did we create some of our own luck? They thought that they did.
Absolutely.
There could be something to that. I actually think there probably is. They also said, call it whatever you want. I'll take Jaden Daniels. I'm not disagreeing with that.
Same here. Yep.
But dropping a pass has nothing to do with Jaden Daniels. And I don't mean your receiver. I mean, when Malik Nabers does it, That's not a Jaden Daniels thing. They played together at LSU. I don't think he put some spell on him before the game. An opponent drops an interception. It's not like Jaden Daniels throws with a certain spin to make them do that. An opponent misses a kick. Again, this has nothing to do with the quarterback. This has nothing even to do with the offense. I think the offense is going to probably be a little luckier than most teams because there's some element of being really good that can play into that. But recovering a fumble, dropping a pass, you cannot explain that away with anything other than it went our way. And who knows if it's going to next time. That's the flip of a coin.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.